irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa on Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Welcome to our show. Everybody, hope this is how I'm smiling, because not so often I have the honor to have a very, very important guest in my studio, and obvious the one, his name is...
Alexander
is somebody who I know for maybe like 2 or 3 years right now. He was here when he was a little smaller with Daddy, and Daddy is a star.
Yes,
and singer, songwriter from Privet Earth. And your name is?
Ivan or Ivan.
Ivan, do you like the full name?
The full name? Ivan Smirnov.
I think you know, it's a very cool name. So, you are here with your son.
Yes, this is my son. You just heard his cute voice here saying Alexander. That's Alexander Smirnov. He's starting the making here. I hope.
Yes, now with Daddy and the studio and songwriting and all the talent in the family. So I know he was raised by you and your beautiful wife. Your wife's name is?
Lorraine.
And we miss her today. I know she will maybe listen to us, or maybe she'll be shopping today, which is a very good idea.
While listening to us,
because I know she's probably very, very busy. Alexander, then I know that you love music, yes?
That's true.
Do you have an instrument that you prefer? Do you like drums? Do you like singing? Do you like guitar or piano? What is your preference?
My preference is singing and playing the piano.
Wow. Obvious. The next question would be, who is teaching you all of that?
What?
Who is teaching you singing? Who is teaching you playing instrument?
My dad is pitching my singing,
yes?
And I'm taking piano lessons with my dad.
Oh my gosh.
We started on some piano.
Yeah,
and he asked to play the melody from my second album, the Breaking the Ice album, Ice Orchestra.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Would you like to say something?
Nothing really.
Oh, okay. But you know what? We will be debuting today, which means we'll play for the first time on LA Talk Radio song that Daddy sent to me. And he just mentioned that this is from his new album. Yes, Ivan?
Yes. It's been quite a journey, this new album, because the previous two albums, you know, I used to go to the studio. I worked with a producer, engineer. I do the whole nine yards. You know, the old conventional way. But I started building a studio around 2 years ago. It's called Privet Jupiter. And I started recording an album in that studio for Privet Earth. And finally, it's ready. It came out already on November 8th. Now it's available on my website, on the Privet Earth website. And it's called Multiply.
Multiply. I understand that probably title is because you are many of you.
Yes,
you are
it's many of me, and I'm going to talk about, my project in Russian and my solo project, basically. So it's kind of I'm branching out, multiplying into different you know, directions musically and creatively, and that's kind of also the message there as well.
Obviously, you mentioned Russia, and I
yes.
hope people know you very, very well, because you are just my favorite singer. And I think, yes, you are. I just love your style. I love your
Thank
elegance.
You so much.
I love your
Спасибо
voice.
Большое.
And what can I say? I'm dreaming with you and for you, so you will be one day so big. Then one day you will just say, "Hi, Ilona, and thank you for having me on Accent On," over and over, because I think
Ilona,
you are
we
are
already big. You are big. We all are stars. You know, it's just the way you look at it. You know,
it's so true.
And it's a lot of things I've learned over the years regarding, you know, fame. Success is such an interesting thing. It's almost an invisible thing. But, you know,
to
I'm
me,
looking at things in more of a philosophical way now.
And you are right. I don't want to say that older we are getting, we start like really thinking
yeah.
about what matters in life. Oh, we have another guest. Steven is coming. That's okay,
yeah.
Steven. Yes, okay. Yes, hi. Traffic in LA. Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm always earlier and earlier leaving my place to just get to radio, but it's not only you, Steven, who barely got here. We had almost
yeah.
the same situation with Ivan and, of course, his son. Yeah, they were in the traffic too. Hi.
It was particularly brutal this evening.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But
you are here because
here.
We have a lot of things to talk about your career too, and I cannot wait to share with what's new with Steven Vessel. Okay, so when it comes to older age and start seeing what really the stardom is, I
yeah.
think self not you know, like you need to, I just want to like what I do. I just don't want any more question what I do, and I want to be free to not think why I'm doing certain things or not listening to people saying why.
Exactly.
Why? It just feel like, I don't know, it's maturity. Because still I think artistry, especially, or writing books, or, you know, being a painter and just visual artist, it's just like you need to believe in yourself forever.
Yes.
Do you believe in yourself?
I believe in myself every day. Even in my dreams, I do.
That's
wow.
so good. I think that's the best what daddy and mommy can give you. Just knowing that you'll be fine, because you are very, very well-spoken, very smart boy. I understand that right after the show, you have a lot of things to do for school, yes?
I have to do a little bit more of my homework and...
Yeah.
That's really it. All I have to do, and I have to read some books and finish a project
for next week. What is your
Busy
project?
Man.
But yeah, of course.
Tell us about the project.
Yeah,
but the project is to do like a heritage box.
Okay.
The heritage box includes all the heritage things,
of
and
course.
Then you have to take a shoebox and decorate it with all the heritage things.
Wow, and you have.
Yeah.
A lot of to put in this box, because obviously daddy's from Russia. Your mommy was born
from everywhere. She was born in India.
Mommy, yes, was born in India, and I think she was in UK for a long time too.
No, she lived in Australia.
In Australia.
She grew up in Australia.
Then, oh my gosh, look at you. And now you are an American.
Yeah.
So you have heritage. Wow. And I don't
lots of heritage.
I also had to paint a wooden nutcracker to make it look like it came to life.
Wow.
Yeah. The nutcracker, the Russian toy, the Tchaikovsky.
Oh, we know
yeah,
what is nutcracker.
Yeah,
Natasha.
Yeah.
I also finished it today.
Oh,
beautiful.
Okay. So, Steven, to include you a little bit in our conversation, we'll play a little bit music. Then we'll be talking about your event on the 29th in Santa Barbara. But if you can say hi to our watcher, listener, Facebook people. Hi, everybody's watching us.
Hello.
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 Yes.
Hello.
Okay. So maybe you share a little bit with us. Who are you, Steven?
Well, I'm a writer and an artist, and I've had a couple of books published. I had a exhibit in New York a couple of years ago, and I'm a traveling man, as you well know. My entire life is work. I get up in the morning, I write.
Yeah.
And but I have cultivated a very, very friendly and warm community of writers and friends, and we all support each other, and that's a
I think that's very interesting. Yeah. Because you are so gently saying about that, but I think to giving people helping hands and giving them some answers when they write a book, or how to do that, what to do, what to not to do, because you took your own path, and now you have few books published. I know that probably in the beginning you were self-published, and right away you had people, or you had company.
No, I've never been self-published.
Oh, gosh.
No, never once.
People,
yeah.
Listen, awesome. This is possible.
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. And publish, well, I can talk about that if you want to.
That's very interesting. Yeah. And outside, because obviously we have amazing musician and singer here from Privet, sure. Earth, Ivan. Maybe you tell us about your music, because you are like connoisseur, classical music connoisseur.
I am. And I will say this. I was asked, I was on a panel at a conference not too long ago, and I was asked, the panel was asked, well, what do you consider your the biggest break that you've had? And of course, you know, things like, well, I was published there. But the thing that came immediately to me is it's been the people. It's been the people I've met, the friends that I've developed. If I had not gone out and engaged with that network of writers and artists, I would not be published today.
Wow.
It's the people that's the important. You're one of them.
Oh, you're so nice. But
absolutely.
True, Stephen is my neighbor. Then I think we see each other not often, because you are always somewhere on the airplane flying everywhere. And I'm so jealous because you are in Europe a lot, and not only in Europe. Then we will find out where was your last travels. And of course, we'll talk
Europe,
about
my dream.
Our dream.
My dream, Europe.
But okay, and coming back to your new release, Multiply. Obviously, like we think the title is because you are not the one, Ivan. You are like many Ivans. Playing, arranging, recording.
Yes, in this way as well. This was my baby. Like, this was literally my baby from the beginning to the end.
And with the baby.
Yeah. And with the baby.
So, of the song, Electric.
Yeah, Electric Smile. A few words about the record.
Yes.
Obviously, heavily influenced by some Indian sounds as well after my trip to India in 2017. So that blended into the whole mix, and basically music, lyrics, everything, engineering, playing instruments. You know, I try to, you know, do something like that. Always actually dreamt of doing something like that, and finally accomplished it. And on November 8th, it came out. So yeah, Electric Smile is one of the singles.
So let's...
Featuring Alexander.
Let's just listen. And this is a premiere. This is the first time, yes?
On the air. And Sasha, Alexander, first time on the air.
Wonderful.
With a rainbow, got 7 gallons in a frown. The sky had done it, but the moon does too tall, but only got it back to round. The trees are water we imitated, could never get into the sea. This thing that nature has created, oh yeah, only belongs to you and me. Your smile in my eyes, in my heart, I want the world to watch it endlessly. See and find how you shine, 'cause your smile was brought on by the words I said tonight. To ignite your smile, I want the world to understand now how fragile every heart can be, where every dream is like a rainbow and pain is growing faster than a tree. So many moons I have to travel to tell you all that's true, true, true. All they just want us on this combo. Oh yeah, only to find the one in you.
your smile was part of all the words I said tonight. To ignite your smile, your smile. The lights out, you and I. The stars are going to watch us endlessly. And find how you shine, 'cause your smile was brought on by the things we did tonight.
Yeah!
Your smile in my eyes, in my heart. I want the world to watch it endlessly, endlessly. And find how you shine, 'cause your smile was brought on by the words I said tonight.
Okay, thank we'll you. Start from the ending of the show. You are a star. Beautiful.
Extraordinary.
Beautiful. How old are you again?
I'm 7.
Congratulations. You added this amazing outro for the song.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are like, okay, the rocker, the romantic rocker, the great, great vocals of yours. Because, and just the way how you... I just love the harmonizing. I love
thank
how
you
making transposition, you know, to the different key in the most unusual places. I love how you orchestrate your
I just love
arrangers.
Kind of, you know, tricking the listener a little bit, you know, kind of they don't know where it's going.
But it's going.
It's going.
So smoothly in the places that you choose for us to just enjoy, but it's unexpected. So it's just lovely. That's why I really, really am crazy about
thank
your
you.
Songwriting skills. Very, very unusual. And unusual that the rock part, you know, with your voice and beautiful. You showed everything in the song. And hook is amazing.
Yeah, it's actually a song I wrote as a kid, and in the beginning I included a little piece from an actual tape recording when I was 14.
Gosh,
and,
you know.
And it's literally times collided in this song. Me as a kid, me as an adult, and my
son
all coming together in one
beautiful
track.
Smile.
You did the entire production and everything?
Yes, I did the entire thing on this song.
He
and on the
so
whole
talented.
Album.
Truly extraordinary.
It's actually, I mean, thank you for your compliment, but it's actually like a happening nowadays. It's a tendency with artists to try to take kind of the whole business, the whole musical business to their hands. And now with the software and the computers and the technology, everything's pretty much possible to do it, you know.
Yeah,
in
but
your
you still have to have the ear and you still have
yes,
to have the
absolutely
the perception to pull it off.
That's true.
That's a very complex piece of work that you did right
very
there.
Cool pop rock song. Great.
And
you know,
true.
Knowing that you wrote this song in age of 14 just reminds me, because yesterday I was in the studio with Natasha, my daughter. She is, working on her first album, and she just recorded song Breathless. And this song she recorded when she was, I think, 15 or 16 years old. And it always was beautiful and waited so many years, almost 8 years for the day that she just entered the studio.
Things take time. And before I hit the studio, my own studio, basically, and did all this, I was blessed to work with amazing musicians in this town, which pretty much what I came for. is to get that experience. And I worked with great producers, and I've been taught a few things, and then applied it in my own way, because you always have to figure out what works for you, not just blindly copy somebody else's techniques. Yeah. And always be open, always listen to the radio, always listen to what's happening, because sometimes, you know, you have to learn again, improve again, and you think you know everything, and you realize, no, there's still so much more to learn and improve on.
Absolutely, but yeah. You have a style. You have your own style, and I love the song. You know, knowing again, I waited so many years to just see the light.
Thank you. Finally, yeah, it's you know,
in
today it blossomed on the Late Talk Radio.
And having your beautiful son with you, I just started so beautifully, and you ended the song on a high note. Congratulations! Do you think that it's the time for you to create your own album? And Daddy can help you with that, I think. What do you think?
I am, but I'm making my first single. It was actually a song, but he doesn't like it.
Oh, you know. We like that. That's the honesty. You are right.
Who said I don't like it? I like that song. That's why I picked it.
So you don't fall.
No, but
sweetie.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I was practicing to actually make it my own single.
Yeah. Yes, and we're working
that,
on that.
For the song of your smile, Electric Smile, I wrote it on a piece of paper. I just memorized it once. I put it down and I went up to the mic.
And you recorded.
Yeah, he literally memorized it on the spot and then recorded it.
You
but
know,
we are working
I learned
on our single.
In life too that sometimes things that I write, people said I don't like that. You know, then later in life, I agree to listen to people, but I always wanted to record my way, and then I collaborate on a version of my song with somebody else, and I recorded their ways too. And then later, I sometimes have two versions of one song, the my way, how I want it, and then another way with people who try to improve my song. So maybe Daddy will promise you to record song your way. I don't think so. He doesn't like. He probably wants to do something.
I love it. And the thing is, we're working on his single right now.
Yes.
His that I wrote for him. And I don't like it for myself because it doesn't. It's a song for that I think a boy, you know, like him would do better singing. And that's what we I think
I understand.
He meant.
Yes, that's not for Daddy's song. He doesn't like for himself. Yes.
So are you experiencing artistic differences now, father and son?
Exactly. I know. You go. already generational gap and.
Yeah.
Okay, Stephen, tell us about your event in Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay. It's it's on the 29th. That's Thursday, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Glad you have a calendar handy. And it's, what time is it in the evening?
Oh, I posted a nice post about this and with pictures. If people want to go to Santa Barbara and listen you to read, what do you be reading?
It's at Chaucer's Bookstore, which is in Loretta Plaza on Upper State Street. So if you look for Chaucer's Bookstore, Chaucer's, you can find out where the reading is, and you find out when it is. I think it's at 7 o'clock, if I remember correctly. There's going to be another reading on the 9th at the Karpeles Manuscript Museum in Santa Barbara. I don't know how to tell you where that is. That's also in the evening, if I remember correctly. And it's the reading is this extraordinary woman that this is all coming out of the Santa Barbara Writers Conference. This extraordinary woman who I met there, Angela Borda, is the editor. She goes by the pen name Silver Web. I hope I didn't just out her there. But she's extraordinary in many respects. She has three master's degrees, one from Cambridge University in England, one from Harvard University, where she was the editor of graduate literary journal, and then another one from Santa Barbara University.
Wow.
And I met her at the Writers Conference, and she came up with this idea of creating a journal to represent, because she sees how hard it is to get published these days, it's very hard, to represent some of the writers at the conference and in the surrounding area. I can't remember the name. I had this written down and it's gone. So there, it's broken up into sections for fiction, poetry. They have a section for songwriting treated as lyrics. And then she has a section at the end that she calls Down the Rabbit Hole, where she features, she does a sort of a presentation interview and excerpt from work in progress of one specific person, and this year it is me that she is.
Important. Awesome. We want to say congratulations, because that's a big step for you.
It's a big deal, and she also
on the 9th, yes,
on the 9th and
of
on
December
the, and the and the and this Thursday on the 29th.
Okay.
And she also has very kindly and generously printed some of my artwork in the journal, so you can see some of that there too. It was wonderful being interviewed by her. She is absolutely brilliant at the interview process.
We need to bring her to Accent On.
Somebody, if she asks you to be interviewed, just say yes.
I would like to interview her. I would be scared to interview her, but probably so if she will enjoy, we
that
can,
would be interesting.
You can connect us. Three different universities, the biggest
three,
one.
Three different universities. Yeah, not from the low tier either. I'll be reading with two other people who are published there. Another one is a friend of mine, Max Talley, who has... had a novel published called We Will Remember. I can't remember the sorry, Max. But it's a science fiction novel. He is an extraordinary writer. I'm in a writing group with him that we meet privately and go over our writing. He's published a slew of short stories. And he also teaches at the Santa Barbara Writers Conference, as do I. And then he will be reading from, I don't know exactly what work he's going to be reading, but he'll be reading there something. And also Shelley Lowenkopf, who has a long, long history with the Santa Barbara Writers Conference and teaches at Antioch College and I think at Santa Barbara City College. And he has written a book about writing fiction. And has extraordinary experience with counseling writers, and he can hear a void in the writing before the person even knows has even read it almost.
Wow! So all of these people, you are very well connected with them, and that's what you all do. You are teaching or just giving people an answers with. Probably is not easy to find, because as the expiring writers are having a right to see you face to face, or they are just calling, or how does this work? There's somebody who listens to our show and has a book that is not sure of yet if it's done a right way, or maybe has something to improve, or just is you who would like to talk to them if they will be willing to contact you?
Well, my time is, I'm so overwhelmed with work, right? Because I'm a professional editor too. I have work that comes to me from, people are directed to me from publishers and so forth. And my time is, but what I would recommend to them is to strongly consider coming to the Santa Barbara Writers Conference. It was started by Barnaby Conrad. Well over 30 years ago, and then is now owned by Monty Schultz, who has been a marvelous benefactor. Monty is I should say something about Monty. Monty is the son of Charles Schultz, the artist of Peanuts.
Oh.
But
do you know Peanuts?
But Monty is an incredible writer. I mean, he's light years beyond me in what he does, and he has a marvelous novel, Crossing Eden, which is just a magnificent work of art. Crossing Eden, read it. It's, if you relish good writing, if you really love brilliantly composed prose, it's like reading a massive work of poetry. It's just
Crossing Eden.
It's just
okay,
beautiful.
Jess, we'll go. Yeah. We'll be going to Barnes & Noble and looking for this book.
But that's what I would say. I would say, you know, go to the Santa Barbara Writers Conference. Look for local writers conferences where you are and develop your own network of writers. Form a writers group. You don't have to be experts to teach each other. If you read it back and forth, you will notice things and you will teach each other how to write. Mm-hmm. And that's form your own network, form your own community, and it's doable. There's people all around you writing. There's not
all over the place.
We're all over the place, you know. So
as again, pleasure to have you back because I know how busy you are, and every time when I see you, I'm like, okay, yeah. What's new in your life? And we want to bring you back and just share with your life and your travels with everybody who remembers you, because you are here probably third time, and hopefully you'll be more and more. Yes, we'll be talking about your.
It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
I love to see you because, like I say, we only say hi to each other from.
That's what I said. The breaks of the people. You're my neighbor, and here I am. You know, so it's lovely. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Wonderful. I will be talking about your horror books. Also, you scare my neighbors because they are reading. Neighbor downstairs, mm-hmm. She's reading your book and she's like, scares you. You scared me after first or second a short story. I'm like, oh my God, I'll be having nightmares. So we need to find out why you like this style of writing and this genre. But maybe we'll come back a little bit to Ivan and Privet Earth. We have songs that I am familiar with because I have your albums. And we love. We have in a car, you know, then... just we are listening, and now is the winter, and I know that the one of the songs that I am crazy about is Give It to the Wind.
Yes.
So could you tell us a little bit about this song?
Give It to the Wind. This song has an interesting message. It's about never stopping, you know, the never stopping to have faith. About having faith and always believing in something better, even if you know, things seem a little bit, you know, dark sometimes in life. And I mean, as I'm kind of simplifying it, because, you know, it's always, you know, when you listen to the song, different colors and different meanings start, you know, to arise while you're listening to it, and it's hard to always say, you know, like they asked Leo Tolstoy, you know, and tell us what War and Peace is about, and he was like, just read War and Peace, you know. You know, the same thing with me.
That's why I wrote it.
That's why I wrote it, and I'm not gonna, how the hell am I gonna tell you what it's about? It's such a complex thing, but with the song it's a little bit easier. But basically it's the message of this inner positivity, and it's important to always discover that well of positivity in each and every one of us, and that's what basically the song is about.
Amen.
And
yes.
Love, of course.
Love, yes.
Life doesn't breathe here anymore. The sun is dark and satellites are sleeping. Heart-shaped rocks don't know what it feels like. The end cracks, just a dream. Another try, another try.
To me, he's just so talented. Yeah. I'm just praying that people
are listening. I'm blushing just like my shirt.
No, you are. Your voice, the way how you arrange the song, where how you play instruments, because almost everything on the album is you.
Yes. Well, the drums was played by an incredible drummer, Mike Fix, in this song.
And which, your Sasha, because he is
well, right
here.
Now Sasha was imitating it as well.
Take this water. I'm hoping this water doesn't take, camera. Sit straight because we need to see you, Sasha.
Yeah.
Yes,
let's see
great.
Your,
you know every beat, every for the songs. And it's a great song. So powerful. Yes, you're right. Message is there. You know, give it to the wind. You know, believe in
and
yourself.
And this song was also, I believe, the bass was played by the music engineer I worked with. For this song, Rob Valier, who's a great producer. So this is my second album where I still worked with actual people.
Sometimes you need to.
Yeah, sometimes it's good.
Okay, Sasha. Yeah, I have a daughter. Her name is Natasha. And your daddy and mommy knows her very well. Natasha Mira sings also.
Yeah.
And I would love you, and of course Steven, a little bit listen to her first song, Calling Out to Me, because I think we like this grandioso big sound of Daddy, Ivan Smirnov from Privet Earth Sound, and I also admire style of my daughter's style in music, and I wonder if you like it, Sasha. No, you need to say yes. I love
someday
it,
we should have her here as well, and all of us.
You need to make a duo with Natasha one day. We'll see.
Of course.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be, dancing moments in the air. I wanna starlight I can see, imagine who I'm gonna be.
Running far and wide,
Do you like it, wow. Sasha?
I liked it, but my favorite part was that violin.
Oh, yeah, cello.
Yeah, cello. It's a very epic production.
Very epic, and you know, it's also one-man orchestra, Dan Solovitz. We are working for years with this arranger. And
cinematic, that's the word.
Cinematic.
Yeah,
cinematic.
That's a good word for it. Yeah.
Cinematic,
for
yes.
It, yeah.
That's what my child is composing.
So you're telling me there was one cello player, and then that was multiplied?
Oh, no, that's all is arranged and produced electronically. Then no live instrument were, but of course, library of instruments are 100% simulating live instruments.
Yeah, now you can.
But the arranger.
Instruments, yeah.
Elegantly done. Very elegantly done.
And I need to, you know, just say name, Dan Solovitz. I worked with him for so many years, and this gentleman, can do everything from pop, hip-hop, rap, from any rock songs, country songs. You can send him anything, and he's very successful, of course, but also he writes for the movies and the scores.
I can see that. Yeah, I can hear it in his style.
But that's like you know, it's just your one-man orchestra, you know. If you have it in you, you can almost do it all, and sometimes people say you cannot do it all. No, artist, today you are a visual artist, tomorrow you are a book writer, you know, and teacher, is so many of yous, and with you too, you know, you're a drummer, you're a singer, you're learning piano from daddy, you soon will be probably very smart gentleman studying who knows what. So, you know, life is good, yes?
Yeah, I also created a character called Bubble Man, like Superman and Batman.
Good.
I created my own character called Bubble Man, and I'm working on a chapter book.
Good.
Yeah, he likes to write stories, and
you see, one day you'll be talking to Steven, and maybe you'll be creating a book for children.
Know.
You never know with Bubble Man as a
hero. He even dressed up. We did a costume for him, and he dressed up as a Bubble Man
for Halloween.
For Halloween, yeah.
I think it's a great
idea.
How do
you dress up as a Bubble Man?
In bubble wrap?
Yeah, bubble wrap. My mom just taped all the bubbles together.
I should have seen that coming.
Yep.
And she put all the bubbles together. First, it was just a plain shirt and a plain jacket. Then she designed it the night before. And then she also made the pants by my pant length.
And then everything, pants and shirt and the cool.
I'm sure everybody wanted to squeeze you in, bubble you out.
Like, yeah,
did you enjoy rolling around and popping the bubbles? Did you get the full good out of that?
No, some people popping it. I'm like, stop popping it.
You're still bubble hero, you know, bubble man hero.
Yeah, taking it slow, you know.
Yeah, anyway, and the parade. In the parade, when I were walking, everybody started to scream out Bubble Man.
You see, you are ready here.
Yep. Yeah, you did it. You're impressed.
Yeah, we all need bubbles. You know, bubbles are so important. You know, it's like pink bubbles for me. Steven.
Yeah.
Yes.
How people can find you? I, of course, on Accent on Facebook, I post your website, and people can find more about your books. I know I mentioned the horror book. Could you tell us the title of the scary book?
The book that I am writing right now is called From Dust Returned. It has it's about a detective in Boston who works with a ghost to solve a crime, then I have two books published. One is called The Door of Tireless Pursuit, which is a book. It's part of a group of books, a series of books published by Shadow Spinners Press. You can find out about them at Shadow Spinners Press.com.
Okay. One more time. Shadow.
Shadow, S-H-A-D-O-W, Spinners, S-P-I-N-N-E-R-S.com, all one word. And the series includes novels by number of award-winning, Elizabeth Engstrom, Benediction Denied is one of the titles, Eric M. Witchie, who's that novel won, I think, two awards, and I can't remember what they are, and that's called Littlest Death, and then there is The End of All Things by Matthew Lowes, who designed the card deck. Matthew is a game designer, and he designed a role-playing game called Dungeon Solitaire, and the art from the cards is what is used on the covers of the books.
Aww.
And then,
you cannot remember all of the things. Please don't feel bad about this, because if I will.
Christina Lay is another one of the writers, and Lisa Alber and my mentor John Reed. His novel will be coming out in that series. It's a wonderful series of books.
So everybody who wants to know more about Stephen Wessel, please go to his website. Could you give us how spelling of your name?
StephenTVessels.com. That's STEPHENT. That's middle initial. Vessels, VESSELS.com. All one word. StephenTVessels.com.
Yay! When it comes to Private Earth, how we can find more of your music, and this album is available where?
Well, you can obviously find all of my music and my bands, my projects on privet-earth.com, P-R-I-V-E-T, earth.com, and privet means hello in Russian.
Yeah.
And this album is now exclusively available on the website, so it's going to hit the stores soon as well, but right now it's available on the website only, so that's your place to go. And, Multiply is there waiting for you, all the 10 tracks.
And Electric Eyes, is there, of course.
Smile, yes.
But for today and tonight, we are ending our show with another song. And I don't know this title. It's like Seven Rays?
Seven Rays.
Oh, I thought
it's Rainbow.
Okay. Seven Let's do it. Rays. And I will need to fade out because our show is almost done. But for today, thank you so much. Ivan.
Thank you, Ilona. Спасибо большое.
Sasha, thank you.
You're welcome so much.
And thank you.
I'm always welcome with another single when you're premiering. And we'll be playing, of course. Stephen Wessel, thank you so much for
you
to come and fight this traffic.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did you hear the song of seven lights? In rainy skies, I know we got a million miles between us, girl, and now. Seven rays, they call, they are names. It's time for a ride, yeah. And now, seven rays, they call it again. So reach out and find seven.
Listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.